Next Chapter Podcasts.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, Episode 7. A glooming peace. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
Hold! Take these keys and fetch more spices, nurse!
They call for dates and quinces in the kitchen!
Come, stir, stir, stir! The second cock hath crowed! The bell rings in first light. Tis 3 o'clock! Tend to the pastries, good Angelica. Spare not for cost.
Oh, go, you housewife, go! Get you to bed! Faith, you'll be sick tomorrow for watching through this night.
Not likely. What? I've often stayed awake all night for lesser cause, and ne'er been sick.
Aye, you've been night prowling in your time, but I'll watch you from such watching now.
A jealous lady. Oh, a jealous lady. Now, fellow, what is there?
Thanks for the cook, sir, but not sure what.
Make haste. Sirrah, fetch drier wood. Corpeter, he will show thee where they are.
I don't need to bother Peter for the matter. I ever had to find some blocks of wood, sir.
Right, and well said. A funny bastard. Thou shalt be a blockhead.
Oh, look here. 'Tis day. The county will be here with music soon.
Or so he said he would.
Play music. I hear him near. Nurse, wife, what ho? What nurse, I say? Go waken Juliet. Go and dress her up. I'll go and chat with Paris. Hi, make haste. The bridegroom, he has come already. Make haste, I say. Slam!
Mistress! What, mistress? Juliet! Fast asleep, I'll bet. Why, lamb? Why, lady? Fie, you lazy bones. Why, love, I say. Madam, sweetheart, why bride? What, not a word? Yea, make the most of it now. Sleep for a week, for the next night, I warrant, the county Paris gave up more than rest to see you rest but little. God forgive me, Mary and Amen. How sound is she asleep? I needs must wake her. Madam. Aye, let the county find you in your bed. He'll fright you right awake, am I not right? What? Dressed and in your clothes and down again. I must needs wake you. Lady. Alas. Help, my lady's dead. Oh, woe's the day that ever I was born. Some drops of brandy, oh, my lord, my lady.
What noise is this?
Oh, lamentable day.
What is the matter?
Look, oh, heavy day.
Oh, me, my child, my only life. Revive, look up or I will die with thee. Help, call help.
For shame, bring Juliet forth. Her lord is here.
She's dead. Deceased. She's dead. Oh, woe's the day.
Woe's the day. She's dead.
Let me see her. Out. Alas, she's cold. Death lies on her like an untimely frost upon the sweetest flower of all the field.
Oh,
lamentable day.
Oh, woeful time.
Come, is the bride ready to go to church?
Ready to go, but never to return. Oh, son, the night before thy wedding day hath death lain with thy wife. There she lies, flower as she was, deflowered by him. Death is my son-in-law. Death is my heir. My daughter he hath wedded. I will die and leave him all. Life, living, all is death's.
I've waited so long to see this morning's face, and doth it give me such a sight as this?
Cursed, unhappy, wretched, hateful day! Most miserable hour that e'er time saw!
Despised,
in all the minutes of his mortimage!
Lamentable day! Most woeful day that ever I did yet behold!
My time beguiled!
Cruel, alack, my child is dead! And with my child, my joys are buried!
Peace, oh, for shame! Confusion's cure lives not in these confusions. Heaven and yourself both shared a part of her. Now heaven hath all, and all the better is it for the girl. Your part in her you could not keep from death, but heaven keeps his part in eternal life. The most you sought was her promotion, for 'twas your heaven she should be advanced. And weep ye now, seeing she is advanced, above the clouds, as high as heaven itself. Oh, is the love you bear your child so ill that you run mad seeing that she is well? 'Tis best she married well and died young, then married less than well and lived long. Dry up your tears and throw your rosemary on this fair corpse. And as the custom is, bear her to church in her most beauteous gowns. For though love's nature bids us all lament, our reason reasons for her merriment.
All things that were ordained as festival turn from their ordinance to funeral.
Sir, go you in, and madam, go with him. And go, Sir Paris. Everyone prepare to follow this fair corpse unto her grave. The heavens do glare upon you for some ill. Move them no more by crossing their high will.
If I may trust the flattering tales of sleep, my dreams do tell of joyful news at hand. I dreamt my lady came and found me dead. For dreams permit a dead man thoughts to think. Such life she breathed upon my lips with kisses that I revived again as emperor. Oh, me. How sweet must love be in the flesh when love's mere shadows are so rich in joy. News from Verona.
How now, Balthazar? Does not bring me letters from the friar?
How doth my lady? Is my father well? How doth my Juliet?
That I ask again, for nothing can be ill if she be well.
Then she is well, and nothing can be ill. Her body sleeps in Capulet's deep vault, and her immortal part with angels lives.
What?
As soon as I saw her laid in the tombs, I galloped quickly hence to tell it you. Oh, pardon me for bringing these ill news, since you did ask it be my duty, sir.
Is it e'en so? Then I defy you, stars. Thou knowest my lodging. Get me ink and paper and hire some horses. I will leave tonight.
I do beseech you, sir, have patience. Your looks are pale and wild and do give sense of misadventure.
Oh, thou art deceived. Leave me and do the thing I bid thee do. Hast thou no letters to me from the friar?
No, my good lord.
No matter. Get thee gone. And hire those horses. I'll be with thee soon.
Hey-ya.
Well, Juliet, I will lie with thee tonight. I shall find means. Oh, mischief, thou art swift to enter in the thoughts of desperate men. I do remember an apothecary that hereabouts doth dwell. I saw him once in tattered clothes and thick protruding brows, looking o'er herbs, so deep in poverty, sharp misery had worn into the bones, and in his needy shop lay tortoise shells, stuffed husk of alligator, scales from skins of strangest fishes, and upon his shelves a meager smattering of empty boxes, green earthen pots, bladders, and moldy seeds, remnants of packing ropes and rotting petals thinly scattered to display a show. So poor was he that I said to myself, now if a man needs poison in Mantua, where sale of such would cost the merchant death, here lives a tragic wretch would sell at him. A passing thought gave means before my need, and this same needy man must be my means.
Knock, knock, knock. As I remember, this should be the house. Being holiday, the beggar's shop is shut. Knock, knock, knock. What ho, apothecary?
Who calls so loud?
Come hither, man. I see that thou art poor. Hold, there is 40 silvers. Let me have a drop of poison, a quick-footed sip that will disperse itself through all the veins, so the life-weary taker may fall dead. So swiftly that the corpse be done with breath as speedily as hasty powder fired expire from the fatal cannon's womb.
Such mortal drugs I have. But Mantua's law gives death to any man that peddles them.
Art thou so bare and full of wretchedness? Thou fearest to die. Famine is in thy cheeks. Need and oppression starveth in thy eyes. Contempt and beggary hangs upon thy back. The world is not thy friend, nor the world's law. The world affords no law to make thee rich. Thus be not poor, but break the law and take.
My poverty, but not my will, consents.
I pay thy poverty and not thy will.
Put this in any liquid thing you will, and drink it down. Even if you had the strength of 20 men, it would dispatch you straight.
There is thy gold. Worse poison to men's souls, doing more murder in this loathsome world than these poor compounds that thou mayst not sell. I sell thee poison. Thou hast sold me none. Farewell. Buy food. And get thy bones some flesh. Come, cocktail, and not poison. Go with me to Juliet's grave. For there must I use thee.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes, supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Holy Franciscan friar, brother, ho!
This is the voice of welcomed Friar John. Come you from Mantua? What says Romeo? Or if his mind be writ, give me his letter.
I went to find a friendly brother out, one of our order, to aid my travels, and found him in this city with the sick, but visiting, and then the officers, suspecting that we both were in a house where the infectious pestilence did reign, sealed up the doors and would not let us leave. And so my trip to Mantua was delayed.
Who bore my letter then to Romeo?
I could not send it. Here, I give you it.
Unhappy fortune! By my brotherhood, the letter was not mild, but full of charge, of dear import. And this misfortune stay may do much danger.
Brother, I'll...
Slam! Now must I to the monument alone. Within this 3 hours will fair Juliet wake. She will be better much that Romeo hath had no notice of these incidents. But I will write again to Mantua and keep her at my cell till Romeo come. Poor living corpse closed in a dead man's tomb!
Give me thy torch, boy. Go and stand aloof. No! Put it out! For I should not be seen. Now, hide yourself beneath yon willow trees, holding thy ear close to the hollow ground. No foot shall tread upon the churchyard earth, but thou shalt hear it. Whistle then to me, a signal that thou hearest something approach. Give me those flowers.
Huh?
Do as I bid thee. Go!
I am almost afraid to wait alone here in the churchyard, yet I will adventure.
Sweet flower, with flowers thy bridal bed I gild. Oh, woe! Thy canopy is dust and stones, which with sweet water nightly I will dew. If not with that, with tears distilled by moans. This ritual for thee I vow to keep, to nightly gild thy grave with flowers and weep. This boy gives warning something doth approach. What cursed foot wanders this way tonight to cross my rituals and true love's rite?
Give me the light. Upon thy life I charge thee, whate'er thou hearest or seest, stay well away and do not interrupt me in my course. But if thou curious, return to pry in what I farther shall intend to do, by heaven I will tear thee, joint by joint, and gild this hungry churchyard with thy limbs. The depth of my intents are savage wild, more fierce and merciless than empty-gutted tigers or the roaring ocean tides.
I will be gone, sir, and not trouble ye.
So shalt thou show me friendship. Take thou that. Live and be prosperous, and farewell, good fellow. The unrelenting mouth, a womb of death, gorged with the dearest morsel of the earth. Thus I enforce thy rotten jaws to open. Revenge shall cram thee with more food.
This is that banished haughty Montague. And here he comes to do some villainous shame to the dead bodies. I will apprehend him. Stop thy unhallowed toil, vile Montague. Can vengeance be pursued further than death? Condemned villain, I do apprehend thee. Obey and go with me, for thou must die.
I must indeed, and therefore came I hither. Good, gentle youth, tempt not a desperate man. Fly hence and leave me. I beseech thee, youth, put not another sin upon my head by urging me to fury. Oh, be gone. By heaven, I love thee better than myself. For I come hither armed against myself. Stay not, be gone, live. And hereafter say, a madman's mercy bid thee run away.
I do refuse thy invocation, and apprehend thee for a felon here.
Wilt thou provoke me? Then have at thee, boy! Fuck!
Stay.
Our names are writ in Sour Misfortune's book. I'll bury thee in a majestic grave. A grave? Oh, no. A lantern. Slaughtered youth. Here lies Juliet. And her beauty makes this vault a feasting presence, full of light. How oft, when men are at the point of death, have they been merry, which their keepers call a lightning before death? Oh, how may I call this a lightning? Oh, my love, my wife, death that hath sucked the honey of thy breath hath had no power yet upon thy beauty. Thou art not conquered. Beauty's banner holds it crimson in thy lips and in thy cheeks. And death's pale flag is not advanced there? Why art thou yet so fair? Shall I believe insipid death has fallen prey to love? That the abominable monster keeps thee here in dark to be his concubine. For fear of that, I'll always stay with thee, never from this palace of dim night depart again. Here will I remain, with worms that are thy chambermaids. Here will I set up my everlasting rest and shake the yoke of fortune's heavy weight from this world-wearied flesh. Eyes, look your last. Arms, take your last embrace. And lips, oh, you, the doors of breath, seal with a righteous kiss a lasting bargain with devouring death. Come, bitter compass, come, and savory guide, thou desperate sailor. Now, at once do crash on ragged rocks this seasick, weary bark. Here's to my love. Oh, true apothecary, thy drugs are quick. Thus with a kiss I die.
I do remember well where I should be, and there I am. Where is my Romeo? What's here? A cup closed in my true love's hand. Poison, I see, hath been his timeless end. Miser, drunk all and left no friendly drop to help me after. I will kiss thy lips. Perhaps some poison yet doth hang on them to make me die with one last healing sip. My lips are warm.
Lead, boy. Which way?
What noise? Then I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger! This is thy sheath. There, rest, and let me die.
This is the place, there, where the torch doth burn.
The ground is bloody. Search about the churchyard. Go, some of you. Whoe'er you find, arrest.
Pitiful sight.
Here lies the county slain, and Juliet, bleeding, warm, and newly dead.
What misadventure is so early up that calls our person from our morning rest?
What is the cause behind these shrieks and sounds?
Oh, the people in the street cry Romeo, some Juliet and some Paris, and all run in open riot toward our monument.
What fear is this which startles in our ears?
Sovereign,
Here lies the County Paris slain, and Romeo dead, and Juliet dead before, warm and new killed.
Oh, heavens! Oh, wife, look how our daughter bleeds!
Oh, me, this sight of death is as a bell that warns my old age to a sepulchre.
Oh, thou unschooled! What manners is in this to race before thy father to a grave?
Seal up the mouth of outrage for a while, till we can clear these ambiguities and know their spring, their head, their true descent, and then will I be general of your woes and lead you even to death. Meantime, endure and bear your sorrows with calm fortitude. Bring forth the parties of suspicion.
Here is a friar, and slaughtered Romeo's man, with instruments upon them fit to open these dead men's tombs.
I am the greatest, able to do least, yet most suspected of this direful murder, incriminated by the time and place, and here I stand, both to defend and purge. I've both condemned and pardoned my own deeds.
Then say at once what thou dost know in this.
I will be brief, for my remaining breaths are not enough to tell a tedious tale. Romeo, there dead, was husband to that Juliet. And she, there dead, that Romeo's faithful wife, I married them. And this veiled marriage day was Tybalt's doomsday, whose untimely death banished the new-made bridegroom from this city. For whom, and not for Tybalt, Juliet pined. You, Capulet, to remove that siege of grief from her, betrothed and would have married her by force to County Paris. Then came she to me, and with wild looks bid me devise some mean to rid her from this second marriage, or in my cell there would she kill herself. Then gave I her, so tutored by my art, a sleeping potion, which so took effect as I intended, for it brought on her the look of death. Meantime I writ to Romeo that he should hither come on this dark night to help to take her from her short-lived grave, ere the time the potion's force should cease. But he which bore my letter, Friar John, was stayed by accident, and yesternight returned my letter back. So all alone, at the prefixed hour of her waking, came I to take her from her kindred's vault, meaning to keep her closely at my cell till I conveniently could send to Romeo. But when I came some minutes ere the time of her awakening, here untimely lay the noble Paris and true Romeo dead, and she, as it seems, did violence on herself. All this I know, and if I'm to fault for playing any part in this sad tale, let my old life live out its final hours under the rigor of severest law.
Where's Romeo's man? What can he say to this?
I brought my master news of Juliet's death, and then in haste he rode from Mantua to this same place, to this same monument, and entering the vault did swear my death if I departed not in a followed hence.
Sirrah, what brought your master to this place?
He came with flowers to gild my lady's grave, and bid me stand aloof, and so I did. Anon comes one with light to ope the tomb, and by this Paris drew on him, and then I ran away to call the watch.
Where be these enemies? Capulet,
Montague,
see what a scourge is birthed to scorn your hate, that heaven found means to kill your joys with love. And I, for long allowing hate, have too a pair of kinsmen lost. All are punished. A glooming peace this morning with it brings. The sun for sorrow will not show his face. Go hence. To have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned, and some punished. For never was a story of more woe than this of Juliet and her Romeo.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the NatCo and Two River Theater production of Romeo and Juliet, written by William Shakespeare, and translated into modern English verse by Hansel Jung. The Play On podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is directed by Dustin Wills. Radio play by Catherine Eaton, with additional contributions by Liana Keys. The cast is as follows. Dorcas Lung as Juliet, Chris Bano as Romeo, Mia Katigbak as Nurse and Prince, Daniel Liu as Lady Capulet, Lady Montague, and Peter, Purva Betty as Friar Lawrence, Mitchell Winter as Paris, Tybalt, and Apothecary, Daisuke Tsuji as Lord Capulet and Lord Montague, Jose Gamo as Mercutio and Samson, Zion Jang as Benvolio and Balthazar. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA. Mix and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Original music composition by Brian Quijada. Additional music composition and music direction by Nigel Robinson. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Plan podcast series, Romeo and Juliet, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcast.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes. And join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, violent delights have violent ends.
All right, hey, that was awesome.
Now do it like it's a happy ending, actually.
And then they all go to heaven.
Oh, because the families get together. Heaven. Because the kids die, the families get together.
And there's a dance party there.
And then they all come back to life and they all kiss.
Daniel, I'm going to mute you now.
And there's choreographed bows. Yeah.
And then they all have a cast party.
Thank you.
Okay. Two fine households.
Yo, that was cool.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next Chapter Podcasts.